and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here at Newman Catholic, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO, getting set here for the opening kickoff. The Niagara Badgers and the Newman Catholic Cardinals here tonight. Again, Niagara winning the toss and deferring, so Newman will receive the opening kickoff, and it will be quarterback Quincy Fender getting to work. 29 of 47, 422 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Line there for this week after set to go here. Line, he'll get to the 40 around. Line up in the neutral zone. Up 11 for Quincy Fender, and this is going to put a much more third and manageable here. Third down at about 3, maybe a long 2 here. Need to get just inside the 40-yard line to get the first down here for the Cardinals. So third down now. Paul Miklagh walks the sidelines here in his 24th season as head coach of the Cardinals. As his quarterback set to work here, Quincy Fender on a big third down and 3. Griffin Pent in motion. Fender will keep it, trying to get outside. He will get the corner, swings around, has a first down and more up the near sideline. 25, 20, and steps out of bounds just inside the 25-yard line. So another first down here and a good scramble here by Quincy Fender. To the 22-yard line. 21 yards on the scamper for Quincy Fender. But more importantly, a fresh set of downs here for the Cardinals. It'll be first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Cardinals on the opening drive here. Look to keep things going. First and 10, football from the Niagara 22. Fender. Straight up, now dances, finds a hole up the middle, shakes loose of a tackle, spins ahead. He's inside the 15 to maybe the 13-yard line. So let's see how close he is to the first down here. It might be the 14. So the 14-yard line, so an 8-yard gain here for Fender. It'll bring up a second down and 2. 2 yards to go for Newman here. As they're on the move here in the opening drive, Fender hands off up the middle. Fisher into the right side of the line, leaning forward. He's going to be maybe inside the 15. We'll see. That Niagara front really jamming things up here. I'm going to say no gain. They'll remain in the 14, and it'll bring up third down and about 2 yards to go here. Eighth play of the drive here for the Cardinals on the opening drive with 8:39 to go here in the first quarter. Fender gets the play call. He'll come up from the shotgun. 3 wide receivers set here. Now in motion to the near side comes a receiver. High snap. Fender pulls it down. Back to pass for the first time. Now scrambles. Tries to come around. He'll throw it near side. It's caught. Dancing free. Making the catch. Cooper Gould spinning his way inside the 5. And he's going to have, Tristan Fisher. So Tristan Fisher down to the 5-yard line. So it'll be a 9-yard gain here on the first completion of the evening for Quincy Fender. And the Cardinals in business here now, first and goal from the 5. All right, two wide receivers to the left. Tristan Fisher to the hip right of Quincy Fender on first and goal. Fender, keeper, up the middle hole, into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. So Quincy Fender with a five-yard scamper. 7:48 to go. And the Cardinals on the board. On a nine-play, 65-yard drive. And Fender will line up to kick the extra point here. Low snap is down. It is good, and it is blocked. So the two-point conversion is blocked. And Newman on the board here. They lead it here 6-0 on 98.9 WXCO.
On Thursday night, the Wausau East High School football team travels to Mosinee for a Great Northern Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Art Factory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lap Notes, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Mua's Callan Street Pub. It's Wausau East at Mosinee and High School Football. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
All right, Newman with the squib kick here. This is fielded by the Badgers' Sawyer Rouse. He is up the near sideline, slides through a couple of tacklers here, and is finally going to be brought down, but just shy maybe of the 45-yard line or so. Sawyer Rouse, 42-yard line. So, 7:42 to go here in the first quarter. Braden Bartles will get going here at quarterback. Bartles, the quarterback, from deep in the shotgun here. Wide receiver out to the right, Wyatt Dunkus. Here is a keeper right up the middle. Cardinals get there, bottle this up momentarily. Now he spins outside, out to the 45, maybe the 46. And we'll kept the legs moving, did Bartles. And he's out to the 46-yard line. And a gain of 4 on the play. So that'll bring up 2nd down and 6 now for the Badgers. Try to think here. I know Niagara, a long history playing a combined program with Niagara, Goodman, and Pembine. And according to what I saw, that ended after the 2018 season. They're looking, and that was the last year they made the playoffs. So, and then moving to 8-man here. So, here is a man in motion to the near side, and Bartles straight up the middle, waits for a hole. Now, Cardinals bottle it up again and stop forward progress. This is right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to go for no gain as Bartles in. Quincy Fender, Jacob Fox in the tackle for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals going to try to force a 3-and-out here as it'll be 3rd down. And about 6 yards to go. Niagara with the football at their own 47-yard line on their opening drive. A Quincy Fender 5-yard touchdown run. Extra point blocked has the Cardinals up 6-0. All right, Bartles from the shotgun, and he is standing above the 42-yard line. He will get it. They're going to go a pitch around. Cardinals snuff this out beautifully. Almost stripped the ball out. Oh. And let's see on the Everett Pent snuffed that one out. And I believe it's Wyatt Dunkus on the carry. And let's see. This is going to go back to the 42-yard line. So a loss on the play. A loss of 4. And they will kick. So Bartles does the kicking. A high-ranging kick. Cardinals back at the 4-yard line, or excuse me, the 9-yard line to the 10, 15, 20. Shaking a tackle. This is Quincy Fender out near the 20, and then he's bottled up there. So Newman will get the football here. 5:27 to go here in the first quarter. And let's see where they'll put the football at about the 16-yard line. So first and 10 for the Cardinals. Fender, five rushes on that opening drive. And a pass completion to Tristan Fisher as well. So Fender ready to work now on the second possession. Cardinals a 6-0 lead and looking to keep her going. All right, Fender. Again, this time it's Jacob Fox to his left. Here's Fender, straight back in the pocket, looking long. Pocket breaks down. He lost the football. Did he get it back? Watch out here. There is a pileup. The ball is still loose, and who's got it? I think the Cardinals able to get back and cover it up. They do, but this is going to be inside the 5 to about the 2-yard line. So a loss of 14 on the play. And it'll be second and long now with the Cardinals backed up against their own goal line. Fender tried to spin out of trouble, and a defender got a hand on the ball and whacked it loose. So, if you were with us for our pregame show talking about the linebacking strength of the Badgers, that was particularly worrying for Coach Micklig. Here's Fender, lost the handle on again, now gets it back, ranging out to the far side. He'll get the corner. Penalty marker is down and knocked down just out of the 10-yard line. Maybe the 8, and a penalty marker down at the goal line. And watch out here if this is... They threw it right at the goal line here. And if this would be a penalty against the Cardinals, depending on where they say it is, if it's in the end zone, it could be a safety. But we'll see. They're having a little chat about it here, and we'll see what we have. But a penalty marker down. It is right at the goal line. So I'm going to assume it's against the Cardinals is what it looks like. And what are they going to do? Wonder if they declined the penalty and took the play. But no, they'll put it back at the 2-yard line. I did not see any kind of an indicator of what the penalty was, but they put the football back at the 2-yard line. So one would think if it is a penalty, it should be half the distance and back to the 1, but we'll see. So unless they're saying it's a penalty before the play, I'm not sure. We'll see. Here's Fender, looking up the middle, trying to shake loose. He does, gets out to the 5, leans forward 7, maybe stretching forward to the 8-yard line. Yeah, he'll get out to the 7-yard line, so a quick pickup of 5 for Quincy Fender, and the Cardinals now facing 3rd down and a bunch. Let's see, 3rd and 19 as the clock here rolls under 3 minutes 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So Fender will bring the play in. And let's see what the Cardinals can dial up here on 3rd down and long. Looks like Niagara here has started to get a little push along the offensive line here. All right, now here's Fender ready to work. 3rd down, 19 yards to go. He'll pitch. Far side they go, trying to get the corner and around. They do out near the 10, spinning 15. Still on his feet out near the 20-yard line. We'll get good yardage here. And let's see. Is it Fisher?
Run by Tristan Fisher.
Yep, Tristan Fisher to the 19-yard line. So he'll get a gain of 12. But more importantly, you'll give Quincy Fender some room to kick the football here. Or Michael Fox, excuse me. Fox averaging 28.5 yards per kick. And he will stand at his own 9-yard line, or just shy of the 10. Is deep. And I think it is Braden Bartles who's standing near the Newman 40-yard line. Kick is back. Here is a good end-over-end kick. Bartles back. Has it at the 46-yard line. 40 up ahead. 35-40 around. Penalty marker flies up the far sideline. Knocked out of bounds, but... Let's see, penalty marker in the vicinity of the 35-yard line of the Cardinals. So, with the penalty here, one would assume a hold or a block in the back, something. This will back up the Badgers. And with 2:13 to go, here in the first quarter. So Newman, after scoring on the opening drive, will punt the football here. They will march off the penalty. It's a holding call against the Badgers. And let's see, once they walk it off here, it's going to be out near the 44-yard line of Newman. So, still good field position here for the Badgers on their second possession. Three and out on the first. It'll be first and 10 for Niagara. And the football at the 44-yard line. All right, Braden Bartles ready to work again. And man in motion near side. Bartles right straight up the middle is hammered. He did not even get to the line of scrimmage. Drop back at the 45-yard line. And that looks like Carter Zerwanka absolutely bottling that one up. So it'll go as a loss of 2 yards on the play, they'll say. And bring up second down and 12. Well, the Cardinals have been wise to that so far as Bartles has kind of taken a step back serving and then trying to hit the hole up the middle here quite a bit. They're trying to plow through the middle of that Newman defensive line here that's done pretty good here. Chiwanka, Fox. All right, high snap. Bartles straight up the middle, slides a tackle, dives ahead of the 40-yard line. He'll get a 5-yard gain. So Braden Bartles. At the 40-yard line. And they're going to say third down and 7 to go here for the Badgers. In what would presume to be 4-down territory here. We shall see. All right, so here is Bartles. He'll stand at his own at the Newman 45-yard line in the shotgun once again. Long snap count. Cardinals jumped off. Oh, boy, that's a killer. On a third down and about 6 or 7, now you're going to give him third down and short. So ahead to the 35-yard line via the penalty. And it'll be a third down and 2. Well, that's a whole different equation here now for the Badgers, as clock running under a minute. So, 35-yard line. Let's see what the Newman defense can do here. Third down, 2. Goes 65 yards in 1 second as Quincy Fender on the final play of the first quarter, a 65-yard touchdown run And well, let's see if they're going to kick or what will they do here. Let's see. Will they go for two? Nope, they're going to kick the extra point here. So Quincy Fender, 65 yards to the house for his second touchdown. Now they're going to throw it, coming around. Cooper Gould with it. He's going to run, comes up, dishes a defender into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. So 14 to nothing, Newman with the lead. End of quarter number one. More coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com. In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Well, first turnover of the game here, and the Cardinals make the Badgers pay. Cooper Gould recovering the fumble. Quincy Fender, 65 yards to the house. Fender in the first quarter, 8 carries, 116 yards, and the 2 touchdowns. And he will get set to kick things off here as we begin the second quarter. I think Quincy should turn that 65-yard dash time in as a world record, 1 second on the clock time. Course. Here's a squibber up the near side. This gets through everybody. Back inside the 20 to the 15. Can't get it cleanly. Tripped up. Open field tackle, though. Diving effort there by Tristan Fisher, I believe. Yes, good job to get a hand on it. Tripped him up. So Niagara will start here. Well, let's see where they put the football, at about the 19-yard line. So Niagara will start here at their own 19-yard line, trailing 14 to nothing. Good start here for the Cardinals. All right, here is Bartles, and flags fly at the snap of the football. Procedure call coming. So this will back it up, make it first and 15. I think what do we got? The Newman Middle School team there on the sidelines. They're fired up. So they'll back it up here. It'll make it first and 15. Football at the 14-yard line. All right, so Braden Bartles from the shotgun. Now, man in motion. Boy, looked like they left early. And they're going to throw it up for grabs here in the near side. A little push off here, and it's caught and knocked away. Oh, boy, intended for Wyatt Dunkus on the near side. It is Griffin Pent getting a hand in there on it. So first pass attempt of the night. Intended for Dunkus down the near sideline. Good throw by Bartles. And Pent did a good job to get a hand in there as Dunkus looked like he was going to come down with it, but got a hand in and jarred it loose. All right, here is a handoff going around the left side. This is Dunkus on the carry, pounding his way ahead out across the 20 to the 25 and slammed to the turf at about the 26-yard line. Dunkus on the carry to the 26-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 7 yards on the play, Tristan Fisher. And we're going to have, what, second down? Second down and 2 yards to go for Niagara. Punted on their first series, turned it over on their second. All right, Bartles ready to work. Man in motion to the far side. That is Connor Guardiola in the backfield. Bartles tied up. He's brought down. Good pressure there by the Cardinals coming in. Jacob Fox hammers him down at about the 23-yard line, so a loss of 3 on the play.
Fourth down and 7.
5 carries, 4 yards for Braden Bartles so far. And that'll bring up fourth down. Bartles ready to kick, coming out near side, has pressure. He's going to be brought down, coming up now, gets free, trying to get rid of it, and then brought down. So, couldn't get it away cleanly. Newman, basically another turnover here on downs. And we're going to put it about the 10-yard line. So, Newman with another turnover on downs here, and they're actually going to say his forward progress stopped at the 12-yard line. So, a loss of 11 on the play, and Newman with 10:22 to go here in the quarter in the red zone to start up here offensively. First down and 10, football at the 12-yard line. Fender from the shotgun on first and 10. He's going to keep it. Big hole up the middle, spinning his way free and then tripped up. He's inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line, so a 4-yard gain. Boy, that looked like a giant hole that closed pretty quickly, and a diving defender got a hand in there. So, 4-yard gain here for Quincy Fender is going to bring up a second down at about 6 yards to go from the 8-yard line. Second down and 6 from the 8 for the Cardinals, who have a 14-0 lead, looking for more. Fender, high snap, able to get it. He's got to stutter a bit. Now comes up the middle, lifted up, and then leaping ahead. He'll vault his way ahead to about maybe the 6-yard line, get a gain of 2 on the play.
Fender with a run, 2 yards. Third down.
And we'll bring up a third down here as they'll spot the football at the 6-yard line. He went right up the middle. Got met by a defender. Good vertical here for Quincy Fender. Went up. We'll see. All right. So, third down here now for the Cardinals as they operate from the 6-yard line. High snap. Fender straight back looking. Has a man open. Caught into the end zone. Touchdown. Cooper Gould on the catch. It'll go a 6-yard touchdown pass. As Cooper Gould with his first catch of the night. And he is in the end zone with 8:50 to go here in the second quarter. So for the Cardinals, a 3-play, 12-yard drive into the end zone. And they will line up to go for 2 here. High snap, Fender with it coming. He'll pitch around near corner, worked to perfection, diving up, got in. Tristan Fisher got to the pylon here in the near corner. And just like that, the Cardinal lead is 22-0 here with 8:50 to go here in the first half on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Right, Niagara with the football. Quincy Fender's kick backs it up inside the 10 to the 8. Up the near sideline, jam it around. Guardiola with a couple out across the 15. He'll be out near about the 18-yard line is where he'll start. As Niagara with the football here, trailing 22 to nothing. Again, 8:49 to go here in the first half, and it's all Cardinals so far. A fumble recovery for a touchdown. And a punt that basically went for a turnover on downs that the Cardinals brought pressure up the middle. Bartles elected to pull it back in and tried to get to outside, couldn't, was brought down and set the Cardinals up in the red zone. All right, Bartles ready to work here. First down and 10 yards to go. They will pitch it around. Dunkus around the far side, spinning out across the 20, out to the 23, maybe the 24-yard line. Wyatt Dunkus on the carry. And let's see, out to 23-yard line. Third carry of the night for Wyatt Dunkus. And we'll bring up second down and a good 6 yards to go here for the Badgers. Of course, Niagara up on the UP border near Iron Mountain, Kingsford, Michigan, up in that neck of the woods. Out of the Northeast 8 Conference. Bartles on the carry, stood up and hammered. Sent right back packing there by the Cardinals. As he tried to get a hole, Everett Pent in on the tackle. So, third down and 6. There's not much going there. Another third down here for Niagara. Third down and a long yardage to go. A good 7 yards here. Inside their own 25, Bartles up the middle, nothing. This is going to get shut down, but now keeps the big body flowing, and he's able to lean forward. He may have a first down. Boy, it looked like the Cardinals had him backed up inside the 25-yard line, but he just slipped through all the way and gets out to the 30-yard line, and that is a first down. Third and 6, he gets 7 exactly. And Niagara converts the first down, and we'll have it here. First and 10, football at their own 30-yard line, trailing 22 to nothing. 7 minutes to go here in our first half. Coming up at the half, you're going to hear from Abbotsford head coach Jake Nettmiller. Chad Holmes' guest on the big high school sports show on Wednesday. So it's coming up, plus stats and a scoring recap to boot. All right, fresh set of downs here for the Badgers. First and 10. Bartles straight back in the pocket, looking deep. He will heave it up, far sideline, wide receiver out, adjusting to it. Is it intercepted? No, falls incomplete. Good job by Quincy Fender to turn around and defend the ball well. That will fall incomplete. As Bartles heave that one up the far sideline. And that'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go for the Cardinals. Defensively, as they look to get the football back here. Quincy Fender with a pair of touchdown runs and a touchdown pass to Cooper Gould. So now second and 10 for the Badgers. They will go a sweep around the near corner here. This is Aben Patterson on the carry. Patterson is out across the 35 to maybe the 36 and a half yard line, maybe. So gain of 6 on the play. So Aben Patterson, the junior, gets his first carry of the night. And it goes for 6 yards, and we'll bring up a 3rd down and 4 for Niagara, who's desperately trying to keep hold of the football here in a 3-touchdown hole. All right, here they'll fake. Now they'll go. Dunkus around far corner, tripped up. I think he's going to be short. It's all going to depend on the spot here. Oh, I think they're going to give him a friendly spot here. Up to about the 40-yard line. Yep, they will give him a 4-yard gain. Got him the first down. And the football placed at the 40-yard line as the clock now 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. First and 10 for Niagara, the football at their own 40-yard line. As quarterback Braden Bartles trying to get them going. He'll go right up the middle. Now stutter out, trying to shake a tackler, does from behind, wrapped up. Going to be brought down near midfield, very close to another first down. And let's see, will they give it to him? Are they going to move the chains or is it short? I think it's going to be just short. So out to the 49-yard line. Bartles for a 9-yard gain. We'll bring up 2nd down and 1. Boy, he made that look easy. Before the Cardinals finally spun him ahead. All right, so Niagara to the huddle here, 2nd down and short. 2nd down and 1 from the 49-yard line. And in motion, they'll come back. Bartles right up the middle, stood up and brought down. Oh, jamming the hole that time for the Cardinals. Michael Fox, I believe, is one of them. Fender as well. This is going to go as a loss of a yard. 10th carry of the night for Braden Bartles, and it's going to bring a 3rd down and 2. Third down and 2 for Niagara. Boy, Cardinals filling the hole well there up the middle. Now they'll pitch it around near corner of the backfield again. Oh boy, another great defensive play here by the Cardinals. And Griffin Pent, and this is back to the 44-yard line. Going to be another loss of 4. 4th down and almost 6 yards to go here, and let's see what head coach Ben Larman opts to do here. Down 22-0 here with 3:15 to go, and it looks like they're going to go for it. Bartles is the punter as well. He is in the shotgun, standing at his own 40-yard line. Now they're trying to get Newman to jump off sides, and they did. A hard snap count here by Bartles is going to put them right back up near about the 49-yard line and make it 4th and 1. So 4th and a long 1, maybe 2. Yeah. So 2nd time the Cardinals have jumped off sides here. And now a 4th and very manageable. Big body of Bartles. He could just maybe lean forward and get it on length alone. We'll see. All right. So 4th down and short. Just shy of midfield is Niagara. Now they'll jam it up the middle, and they're going to snap it to the up man. What do we have? And, boy, all kinds of movement before the snap. And it looks like, I think it's James Wallace that ends up on the carry. And he's able to lean forward just enough across the 50-yard line to get a gain of 2 and give Niagara the first down. And the clock rolls here with 2:10 to go in the first half. Bartles pitch. This is Guardiola. Nothing there. Little inside pitch. Ball came out, but the whistle already blew, I believe.
Connor Guardiola.
Yep, they're going to say he was down here, but it's going to go as a loss.
Two. Second and 12.
So, a loss of two on the play. Cardinal defense is picking it up here. We'll see. Clock continuing to roll here with about a minute and a half to go here in the first half. All right, here's the snap. Bartles carrying. He's met, sheds a tackler, and then is brought down. Originally jammed up there by Colton Bierman. And I'm trying to see who came in to finish him off. Might have been Michael Fox. Either way, back to the 45-yard line. It's a loss of four. So third and 16 now, as we are under a minute to go here in the first half. And here is Bartle, straight back in the pocket, pump fakes, nothing there, has pressure, sheds a tackler. Now he's running for his life up the near side. He's going to get out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. That is right about the line of scrimmage on the 13th play of the drive. No gain. Maybe, say, lean forward to get a half yard or so. So they'll put the football at the 45-yard line where it'll be fourth down. And let's see, clock stops as he went out of bounds here. So 45 seconds to go here. Newman with all their timeouts left here. So see how you opt to play this one here. First of all, it looks like Niagara's going to go for it on fourth and long. Straight back, he does. Bartles throwing big home run ball up the middle. All kinds of traffic out there. Intercepted. And a penalty marker is down, however. Man, you almost rather knock that down. But let's see. I believe it is Jacob Fox with the pick. And let's see, a holding call against Niagara, I believe. Yeah. So Newman will take over here with the football at their own 20-yard line. And I know you want to get the pick there, but you knock that down, you're back some 45 yards the other way with not much time left. And nonetheless, fortunately, you got a 22-0 lead here, so we'll see. Now, you can't get too cute here and have some disaster open and open the door back up here for Niagara in the final minute of play here. So the Cardinals with 36 seconds remaining. And here's Quincy Fender, inside handoff. And let's see, ahead to about maybe the 24-yard line is Tristan Fisher. To the 23-yard line. Third carry of the night for him. 15 seconds to go here. And let's see if the Cardinals are going to have to run another play. And let's see. Or are they going to wind it down and then take a timeout here? Either way, could be. Nope. First half will come to an end. And let's see. I think Newman was trying to call a timeout here, but clock ran out. They'll say no, and they will head to the locker room here. And Newman with a 22-0 halftime lead. All right, coming up, we'll get you scoring recap, some statistics from our first half here, plus Chad Holmes' conversation with Jake McMiller, the head coach at Abbotsford High School. He was Chad's guest on the big high school sports show on Wednesday. We're at the half, 22-0 Newman. Back to tell you about it on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams, so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
On Thursday night, the Wausau East High School football team travels to Mosinee for a Great Northern Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Art Factory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lop Notes, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Mua's Callan Street Pub. It's Wausau East at Mosinee and High School Football, Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
High school sports don't just happen. There's a ton of work that goes into every single athletic event.
And we have our school's athletic director to thank for a lot of it. Thank you.
For scheduling officials so I can always play the game I love.
For ordering quality athletic equipment so I can stay safe on the field.
For mentoring my coaches so they can be the best role models for me.
For coordinating transportation so I can get focused for the big game.
For helping us develop character and learn lessons that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
Thank you to our AD for always creating a positive experience for us. We'll never forget it.
From all of us at the NIAAA, thank you to every athletic administrator in Wisconsin for all you do to enrich the lives of your students. It does not go unnoticed. This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, back here at Newman, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. We are at the half, 22-0. Newman with the lead here, and boy, they got off and got things going. Took the opening kickoff, 9 plays, 65 yards in 4 minutes, 5 seconds. Quincy Fender, a 5-yard touchdown run. Extra point kick was blocked. It's the first extra point of the season that Quincy Fender has missed. He was 10 for 10 leading in to then. So 6-0 was the Newman lead. Niagara, a 3-and-out then, and then Newman punted then, but on the next reception, Bartles a fumble, recovery by Cooper Gould, and on the first play after the fumble, Quincy Fender on the last play of the first quarter, scored with no time remaining, 65 yards on the touchdown gallop, on the only play of the drive, Cooper Gould running in the 2-point conversion, made it 14-0. And then Newman, another turnover on downs. Bartles was back to punt, pulled it in, was brought down. Newman took over in business at the Niagara 12-yard line. Took just 3 plays before Quincy Fender hit Cooper Gould with a 6-yard touchdown pass. Tristan Fisher, the 2-point conversion run. 3-play, 12-yard drive that took 2:32 off the clock. 22-0 is the Newman lead here at the half. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to have Chad Holmes' conversation with Abbotsford head coach Jake Natmiller. I'll get you the individual numbers coming up before our second half kickoff as well, and we'll tell you about that as well. Newman leading Niagara 22-0. Our halftime show rolls on here on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
It's Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO. Halftime of this week 4 game between the Cardinals and Niagara. We'll get you back to Tom Weaver for the second half in just a few minutes. But here during halftime, we will go back a couple of days to Wednesday, the big high school sports show, which we have every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Myself and former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster bring in an area head football coach and an area student athlete to talk. And this week, our coach guest was from Abbotsford, Jacob Knappmiller. And we'll hear part of the conversation with the coach. We started off by asking about the football program and about the kids in the program, many of which don't learn football at a very young age. They're still learning as they get into the high school ranks.
Yeah, we were reflecting on that again today. This year, we have 41 kids out this year, which is 12 more than last year. So the kids want to be a part of something, and I don't even know if they know what they want to be a part of. They just want to be a part of something. And I love that this is the positive thing that they can be a part of in our school, because there's other things that they could be doing that aren't so positive. And it's crazy to think. So being a kid growing up and having parents that watch football and a dad that's played football, you think about how many kids on our 40-man roster come from those situations, and I would bet it's less than 5.
Wow.
And that, I think, is an anomaly in rural northern Wisconsin. I think that number is maybe low, but not even close to that number. I think when you try to teach kids a game, with 22 positions on the field and all these scenarios and situations that you put them in, when a big moment comes, you have to trust your training, and their training's pretty limited compared to some of the kids we go against. And it's not an excuse. It's just what it is.
I think what that speaks to me when I hear you say that, for like kind of a little bit last year and building on that this year, I think to me what that speaks to is, when push comes to shove, then you're relying a lot more on your culture than you are on maybe their X's and O's and their football knowledge. So that tells me that you guys are doing some pretty awesome things with your culture. So that, congratulations on that. My next question is, when I look at the fact that you guys are a field goal away from being 3-0, and last week you put up 55 rushes for 480 yards and 6 touchdowns, we're going to say the names Erwin Aguilera and Jesus Reyes and Jason Pluckelman. Is that how you say that?
Jackson Pluckelman.
Okay, Jackson Pluckelman. All right, so obviously we know those guys, and we're going to say their names and talk about all their great stats. But in order to do that, you must have some pretty nice-looking guys up front, or guys who are competing hard in your line. Can you talk about those guys a little bit?
Hey, I appreciate you bringing them up, because I'm the line coach, and those guys don't get enough love. So, our line is straight across the board, tight end to tight end, run blocks. We're 1-for-7 throwing the ball this year, so it's not a secret that those guys are doing the dirty work. Our guys on the edge so far, Erwin Aguilera, I said, was a tight end, and he played both last game. But our other tight end is Luis Lujan Gonzalez, who is a first-year starter junior for us, and done a really nice job learning the game of football and being a nice edge setter for us. We do have two seniors and a junior up front. Marcus Van Leuven and Angel Zinzun are both big, strong dudes that have played quite a few football games for us. Our junior is Julian Aguilera, who started our level 2 game at center due to an injury. So he has that experience as well. And then we bring 3 really, really tough, physical, hungry sophomores, Landon Auberg, Josue Zinzun, and Isaac Sundermeyer. And Isaac's really pushing for a starting role up there. They all three are kind of wrestler type guys, and they play with great pad level and physicality. And we have them in positions where they can move in space, and they've really excelled. And last week they sure took a jump. So that was exciting to see as young guys.
Again, we're talking to Abbotsford High School head football coach Jake Natmiller here on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO. I want to kind of circle back to something you just said in my last question about the numbers going up double digits. I mean, for folks like us that love high school football, and you see so often where the numbers can be a challenge for a lot of schools, to see a double-digit number increase at a school your size is incredibly impressive. You said that kids want to be part of something, and they're finding something positive with your group, but at the same time, there's got to be even more in terms of you, your coaches, the school community, because we don't see that very often these days, and it's really it caught my ears. I would like to know a little bit more about what's in the secret sauce for you guys, because right now that is something we just don't see a whole lot of.
Sure, yeah. I think there's two things. I think part of it is our kids sell the program themselves. They're excited to be a part of it. You don't hear them saying in a negative way, we have practice tonight. It's something they look forward to as part of their day. And, you know, culture breeds culture, and the kids have set that positive culture of being together. I don't think we have any underclassmen that feel like they're undervalued compared to the older guys. And that's a really powerful way to keep kids in your program when they feel that value and see those guys as not equals, but teammates and guys that take pride in their role on the team and what they can provide to the older guys and vice versa. So I think that's part of it. I also think Garrett Rouse, my D coordinator, and he's our head basketball coach. Brett Nelson is our head baseball coach, and him and I did a summer fitness class together. And there's so much cohesion between our programs right now. I'm also the head track coach, so we have all the sports main sports covered for our guys in our school. Between us four all being on the same page and expecting the same things, and kind of bringing that same mentality to all of our sports, I think that is part of our success rate too. I think you have to point to that as well.
Coach, I know a lot of times in programs your size, even with the increased numbers this year, you probably have a lot of guys going both ways. In addition to doing some great things offensively, you guys also pitched a shutout against Iola Scandinavia. What feels good about what your defense is doing right now?
Yeah, Coach Rao would be mad at me if I didn't talk about the defense. So Coach Rao is a backstory on him. He played quarterback for us one of my first years coaching 14 years ago. And he went to college, came back, and this is his third year as D coordinator and science teacher and head basketball and all those things. It is also the third year of our kids learning a new system. And I think sometimes it takes a few years to feel comfortable, especially with our kids' background in football. You're learning a brand new way to do things. And so I think we're starting to hit. The kids are starting to trust it and believe in the things that they're learning. And I hope that week three was just a start of that confidence defensively.
Let's talk about your league, because it's always a very competitive league. You start off with, you know, the powerhouse that is Edgar, then Auburndale's been really good, Iola's been good, you've been good. And Assumption Pacelli over the years have had really good football teams as well. It's a really solid league, isn't it? And Pittsville, of course, is in there too.
Yeah. I think the couple teams last year that had gone to 8-man, I think it was fitting that they were low in numbers and it was a good fit for their program. But man, if you want to get better and ready for playoffs and say that you're ready to play the best teams in the state, this is the league to do it. And even Iola, you know, the guys that they put on the field when they're at their best, and they weren't this last week, they didn't have those guys, but they had two D1 high level kids, one of the fastest kids in the state, and talk about an opportunity for your kids to be able to play against those guys. and get better for whatever the future might lie, the playoffs or whatever. But yeah, Edgar being a perennial powerhouse in Auburndale, I think has been one of the most consistent successful programs that we've been around here for a few years too. And you know, that it just you look forward to those games because you want to see how your kids rise to the occasion and play against good competition.
Abbotsford head football coach Jacob Knapp-Miller. Again, you can hear the entirety of our conversation by going to our website and the Big High School Sports Show podcast. And you can also hear it on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast by searching and subscribing to the Big High School Sports Show. Coming up next, after a quick break, we'll send it back to Tom Weaver for the second half of tonight's game between Newman and Niagara. Cardinal football on 98.9 WXCO.
High school sports don't just happen. There's a ton of work that goes into every single athletic event.
And we have our school's athletic director to thank for a lot of it. Thank you.
For scheduling officials so I can always play the game I love.
For ordering quality athletic equipment so I can stay safe on the field.
For mentoring my coaches so they can be the best role models for me.
For coordinating transportation so I can get focused for the big game.
For helping us develop character and learn lessons that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.